sounds of traditional Native American songs and dance filled the air in Gallup, New Mexico earlier this month as thousands of people from several Indian tribes took part in the 82nd Intertribal Indian Ceremonials. Over 30 Native American tribes descended upon Gallup, New Mexico to put together a glamorous pageantry that touched all aspects of Indian culture. The smell of fried bread and grilled mutton filled the air as crowds lazily sauntered among hundreds of vendors selling Indian jewelry at the Red Rock Park, a few kilometers outside downtown Gallup, where most of the ceremonials took place. Organizers of the ceremonials say the festival is the largest and most varied gathering in the nation that honors Native American history and traditions. Joe Athens was the executive director of this year's Ceremonials Association.
The event is worldwide. It's completely intertribal, which means that all tribes from the United States, Mexico, Canada, and Hawaii are invited to display their culture and traditions through art, through dancing, through storytelling. And we can see that Indian people are becoming contemporary and they're in the mainstream of the United States.
Mr. Athens says the main concept behind the intertribal ceremonials when it was first conceived in 1922 was to honor Indian tribes. Before then, says Mr. Athens, Native American tribes were decimated through attrition, massacres, wars, and desperate attempts to assimilate into mainstream America. Mr. Athens says the ceremonials allow Native Americans an opportunity to preserve and promote Indian culture and tradition, particularly with the young Native Americans who are more likely to abandon their traditions.
Ceremony is making a concentrated effort to try to include as many juveniles into this because we know that juveniles are the future of the world. Teach the young people how to do the crafts of baking bread, how to make Navajo rugs out of the wool, and how to continue the cooking and how to continue the traditions of womanhood.
Artistic expressions as an important part of Native American culture featured prominently in the Gallup ceremonials. Opening night at the Gallup Art Museum was attended by hundreds of people who came to admire the work of artists from different Indian generations. Rhonda Ray is the director of special projects with the Southwest Indian Foundation, a group that organized this year's art exhibition at the ceremonials.
Right now in our gallery what we have several different artists. We have jewelers, weavers, sculptors, and painters. One of our big projects right now is the Painted Pony, which is Chase, the reunion of the master, have decided to collaborate and do a collage, which they're displaying the beauty of their talents.
The four-day ceremonials began with a colorful parade. Michael Gorman is a 19-year-old Navajo who used to dance in the ceremonial performances. He explains what the ceremonials means to him.
Ceremonial has been a big part of my life growing up. I used to actually dance for the ceremonial when I was younger. When I was just a baby, I was a part of it. Mom used to take me out on a cradle board for the different Navajo dances that we would do. So I've been participating in it since I was just a baby.
A bystander at one of the dance performances told the Voice of America that the spirit of the ceremonials speak powerfully to the new generations of Native Americans in the United States.